It was the next suggested video. Just while you were eating your chips.
Fair enough.
Chips.
Chops.
Just waiting for John now.
Chippies.
Still waiting for John.
Chippies.
Patrons. I'll go to it. To be fair, I've done that to stitch you up. Did you see me hit go?
No.
No, really? Yeah. I was like...
He did make it really obvious.
I didn't actually mean to, I'm just that stupid. But you said, waiting for you to eat your chippies. And the whole time, whilst I was waiting for you, I was going, accidentally, stitched myself right up.
Well, there you go.
Like a kipper.
We were waiting for you, though.
That's what... Okay.
Well, no, we were waiting for the fucking takeaway.
Yeah.
Ow.
Roast.
Very local knowledge, we won't talk about it for too long. But you've all must have had gone up.
20 minutes later. This is going to take as long as the takeaway took.
Hardly. It's only a half hour episode. The main
By the time you got this sentence out.
True, yeah. So, basically, in the town that I live in and we record in, there is one takeaway that does like your pizza, kebab, burger sort of thing.
There's about shit.
14,000 Chinese, 80 Indians, I think.
Yeah.
Restaurants, not people.
Couple of chip shops.
Yeah, well, what is Hong's?
It's Chinese takeaway, I suppose, yeah, I know, but it's like a chip shop as well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, there's quite a few of those, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, sort of...
There's one in Wellington as well. What, not Hong's, that? But...
But like the Orient. Fish and chip shop slash Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Because I don't think there's much that's deep fried in the, on the Chinese menu, is there? Apart from the prawn crackers, but you don't need a fucking big vat for that, do you?
No, I guess not.
Just seems like a weird segue.
Mm.
What?
Are you sure?
What, deep fried?
Spring rolls.
Spring rolls, yeah.
10 million chicken balls.
Deep fried. Chicken balls, yeah.
And that's like the most popular item on the menu, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I mean is...
Every order will have sweet and sour chicken balls to some degree, won't
and
it?
And they give the fucking prawn crackers away.
Yeah.
So they need it for that. But what I mean is you could do that in a home, like $9.99 Argos special.
Air fryer.
One air fryer, yeah, these days.
But the to be fair, they normally do it in a wok, don't they? And that's not me doing.
Sound like it's a joke coming. Yeah.
No.
Do you know what a wok is? So you throw out a wabbit if you haven't got a wifle.
Shouldn't be funny, but it is.
honestly. Deny that you tried so hard not
he
to did. Laugh.
You can see it. He's gone red now from the effort of trying not to laugh. He's going, I know that was shit, I'm not laughing, and then just broke.
I'll be honest with you, I know it's shit, but that's why I tell it.
Yeah.
Because it's good. Well, anyway. But no, I don't know why you've never worked in a fish and chip shop, have you?
No.
Why? This is going to sound so insulting. Why do I associate you with fish and chip shops then? Your mum. Fish.
Oh.
Your mama.
Your mum.
Your mama.
Your mum. Because she sells fish, doesn't she?
She does.
Unbattered, though.
Yeah, just fresh, mainly.
Fresh, yeah, that's how it comes, apparently. Before they batter it,
yeah.
Fresh.
Before they Scottish cuisine it.
Yeah. How many litres of veg oil does one of those fucking things take?
Many.
Probably a fair few, isn't it?
Many.
Probably 100, I expect.
Really?
Maybe.
They've only got a couple as well.
On one of the big ones. Yeah, big ones.
Mm. You can see why...
I don't know, actually. No, that seems a lot, doesn't it?
What was Matey and Willem called?
That would be four of those cans that they have.
Yeah, they buy it in 25-litre drums, don't they? Yeah.
What's the thing with the cardboard wrapped around it, then?
That's your fish and chips, mate.
What's that thing wrapped in the local newspaper from yesterday?
We're not fans of the local fish wrapper, are we, Mary?
Oh, God. That
That's the second Hot Fuzzism tonight.
Yeah. Is it? What was the first one? What, on the pod or in general?
No,
it's not. Oh, you
know
one earlier, didn't you?
Tripped and fell onto her own shears.
Yes.
Why'd you say that?
I can't remember. You got back in the car and said something. Oh, tripped and fell on her own shears.
I actually don't remember. Oh, because you stabbed yourself in the neck with your,
That's
with
right.
your own
That's
sunglasses.
That's what it was, yeah.
Well, my sunglasses around your collar, like all cool people do. But as I took my belt off, it whipped it and whacked me in the neck.
Something else beginning with C that describes people like that.
Comedians.
Cunters.
Yeah. It starts with a C, ends in an unt.
Yes.
Are they for me?
Well,
starts with a C.
What's left of them?
There's nut in the middle and an oil in the end.
I don't get hardly any in there. Because they're quite weighty.
Is your foot going to fall off later?
Yeah, it is, definitely. Yeah. I've had some tropical tots as well, so I had to push them away.
And a can of Pepsi.
Yeah, I asked Diet Pepsi, give me a fucking full fat one, didn't
I? Yeah.
I should have traded it for a Pepsi, a Coke Zero.
Are you right with that? Is your foot going to fall off now?
Later.
Anyway.
I'm back, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank fuck. We thought you didn't love us anymore.
You never even got to the bottom of that story.
What stories I tend to... There's a new kebabie that's opened.
Nice food, took fucking forever. Try it again in 2 weeks.
The last
done.
One. Was it when Bulge was here? What did we do when he wasn't here then? Burger King.
BK.
Fuck yeah.
Can't go wrong with that, apart from the mortgage to buy it.
It's just the price, yeah. But you pay for what you get, really.
It's fucking decent, isn't it?
I mean, I could even eat all of mine. I don't know if you remember.
Fuck off.
Straight up, to be fair, I added an extra patty to an already XL bacon double cheeseburger.
Oh, I didn't realise. Fuck
it.
Yeah, I was trying to be so subtle because
I didn't even notice you'd done it.
Can I have a triple double XL cheese, motherfucker?
That'd be why you kept it in the wrapper when you ate it.
I did, yes.
Well, so John didn't go, you fat fuck.
Yeah, basically. You know when you're really hungry? And you go
hungry.
You go a bit over the top.
Yeah.
I sort of done that.
Never go food shopping when you're hungry.
No.
Never, you buy everything.
Never go full hungry, right? So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to have an extra patty on that. And as I started to get through the chips and all the other, because we had some chili cheese bites.
Obligatory.
And I thought,
you can't have KFC, not KFC, Burger King without that.
I thought, shit, I've got an extra patty in that.
Yeah.
And then I started to feel really guilty, so I was just like, right, I already feel guilty enough, I don't need John to guilt me as well.
So when you say you had chili cheese bites,
yeah,
do you mean John bought 4 chili cheese bites and you bought a share box because it had chili cheese bites in it?
That's where you're wrong.
Is that what John did?
No, we just bought a share box. But it was...
Between three?
Yeah, Sophie was going to have them as well.
She had some.
2.5.
Oh, she loves a chili cheese bite, bless her. I mean, to be fair, they are good. Especially the ones from Big... Christ. Better WD on E.
Need to fucking lubing up, boy.
Morning.
So, what's new then? Apart from Bulge being back and bothering
Demolition Man is coming true.
Yeah, what's this?
So, there's a council in Kent... who want to fine people £100 on the spot if swearing in public. Just in general.
I'm all for that. You know,
really?
You know how I feel about public swearing. There's no need.
There's a time and a place, granted.
Yeah,
but I don't think you should be fined for, as you're walking past, having a laugh, you may get fuck off at that sort of volume. And one of these plastic policemen hears you and goes, that's a fine.
Well, if they can
you tell them to fuck off, and then you get another fine. Is it per word? I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Could I rack up £1,000 bill in 30 seconds quite
easily? Fucking fuck off, you fucker. Is that one fine or three?
Is cunt worth more than £100? Or
it should be.
Are there loopholes? So, for example, could you say, kin hell? Are you serious? Didn't actually swear. I said kin.
Next to kin.
Kin
L. Well, where do you draw the line? Blasphemy?
Right. Only if it's for a certain religion.
Oh, there'll be riots.
I know. This is why I'm saying it's only for a certain religion. I'm not naming said religion.
No, you're just fueling the riots there.
Paywall, as you said
inciting,
a minute ago.
Inciting, I would say.
Inciting.
No, I'm not going to say that's not inciting because 2-tier Kia will put me in prison.
2-tier Kia.
Kia. So,
Kia Stalin.
What are we talking about? Oh, swearing. Well, I just don't like. Yeah.
It's gratuitous public swearing is not necessary, but sometimes you need to swear, and you shouldn't be policed based on that. And you shouldn't certainly be financially punished because of that on the spot.
But you know what it'll
be? By some plastic pig.
Pig. Such an anarchist. It'll be like those cigarette people that go around.
Oh, what, you just go, I'm not giving you my details, go fuck yourself, bye-bye.
I don't mean homosexuals. I mean...
Sorry. What do you call them?
Homosexuals.
Cigarette people is what you call them to start with.
It's layered, you see.
Like an onion. Onions have layers.
Like a what?
An onion.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Speak Sukalkum for you.
Yeah, you basically say, I'm not giving you fucking details, whistle.
And then walk away.
And then walk away.
And they'll follow you. Yeah, till they, till
name and address.
Just don't go anywhere near your car. You'll be fine.
Mike Oxlong.
That's another fine.
20 Let's Be Avenue.
Have I told
phone
you
numbers 0121.
Do one. Yeah. No one swore. There's no fine there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all walking around like it's Friends. Banging on.
Yeah, is that a fine?
That's a visual joke, I'm afraid, guys.
Yeah, hang on. There you go.
Just I'm sure you'll work it out if you know Friends.
If you don't.
Yeah, you ain't got no friends.
Yeah. If you don't like Friends, unsubscribe now.
Don't say that.
No, no, we can't lose any.
I don't know. I do agree with you. I'm only I don't know. Because
you're sort of half and half. Because I agree, gratuitous public swearing is not necessary. But at the same time, you shouldn't be fined for it. Because where do you stop after that?
This is the problem.
If it's okay to fine you for saying fuck in public,
and bugger.
But not together. Where does it stop? What point do they stop encroaching? Do they then go, oh, well, you can't swear in your house, or you can't talk about this in your house, or you can't talk about this with your friends?
The thought police.
But they're already doing it, mate.
We're of the age where if we hear some youngsters effing and jeffing, fucking hell.
Well, yeah,
I swear as well, but like class in a classy way.
I'd hear it.
Youngsters swearing, and you immediately go, fucking hell.
What, they dragged up?
Their cunts. Fucking language is horrendous. Little bastards.
But where does it stop?
No, that's the concerning thing. It's not the fact that it's the swearing. It's,
and given that we now have a Prime Minister who's not very keen.
You hate what? Swearing?
Public swearing.
I honestly.
Like, don't. But
I don't necessarily like it, but I don't think anyone should be stopped from it.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you. I hate it, but I also don't think it should be policed either.
No.
People should just, I don't know, bring their children up better.
I hate it. I hate it when it's in a park. So, obviously, for me, with Archie and the dog,
yep.
We'll go for a walk around Wellington.
And that's where you're going wrong.
We'll go through the park. And there's always a small group of youths sat around.
Yeah.
And they have to use the F word every other word.
Mm-hmm. You mean fuck? You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
But just constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's one thing if we're walking down the street and us three are talking to each other. And as you say, one of you goes, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just... It's the only fuck that you've heard for their whole sentence as they've been walking towards you.
Yeah, it's not like, fuck you, you fucking, fucking, fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gained a stutter as well.
Yeah. It's not a stutter, that's a gag reflex.
Fuck. But yeah, when that's what I really dislike is when people can't, they can't notice their surroundings when they do it.
Nothing pisses me off more anyway.
No.
People who aren't just...
Oh, and I am that old man
that
tells people to stop swearing.
You actually tell people...
Oh, something? Yeah, if Archie's around me.
See, now you just phone the police.
But give me the number. Is it a 999-related call?
Is a,
I think it is.
It's a 111, I reckon. Nope. Was that the medical one? I always get mixed up. In a medical emergency...
111 is Medicare.
Medical, isn't it? Yeah.
112 is non-emergency.
No, 101 is...
101. Oh, 101, yeah. Oh, what's 112? 112 is 999, but different. Anyway.
Are you on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Are both your
what happens
off?
When he has processed sugar?
It's like, yeah. Literal booger sugar.
Start vibrating.
Buzz. So, but do you not feel, as a parent, now I admit I'm not a parent,
yeah.
But I was also once a child, and it's easy. Because you're going to have to deal with this, knowing that we used to fuck ass around and eat mud and all the rest of it. You don't want Archie to eat mud, I assume, and all these other horrible things. But also at the same time, it's part of growing up, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to fall off your bike.
Good for the moon system.
Cry his eyes out. It's going to hurt you to see him so upset.
Yeah.
But can get back on and by.
Now, Joel will be like, got to scratch that bike sometime, boy. Stick.
Yeah.
But like, you know how... Like the vicar's daughter always ends up in like a gangbang when she's 25.
Yeah.
Because she's been
looking
sheltered.
Like a plasterer's radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't know the boundary of actually you shouldn't have many penises all at once.
You kind of, he needs to hear swearing.
Space them
for
out.
You to then say,
nope.
Those are bad words.
Yeah.
Nasty kids say them. You're not a nasty kid, are you?
Don't
you're
call your teacher a cunt unless they really deserve it.
Yeah. Look at Adam.
But I do also...
If you want to drive a truck for your life...
I do also feel that...
Booted out of school.
That there is an age that should be happening. Not when he's like currently now, just over two.
Yeah.
And his brain is a sponge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is the problem, is this...
going to be like meet the parents, isn't it?
Obviously, he doesn't understand what we're saying in a sentence when Penny and I are talking to each other.
Yeah.
But we'll get to the end of the sentence, for example, and he'll just try and say the last word that you've said.
Right.
Obviously, like I say, he's got no idea what we're talking about, but we'll be having a general conversation. It'll get to the end of the sentence where there's that natural pause, and then he'll go, pause, you know, where he's trying to say pause.
You'll say, listen, love, like, I'm buying a 190 Cosworth. And he'll go, Cosworth.
Cosworth. Like
first word.
What you don't want is his first swear word to be cunt flaps.
Yeah. No.
That'd be when unfortunate.
When he's only just mastered dada,
yeah,
then he whips out a
daddy's
cunt flaps.
Car, cunt flaps. What?
What?
Sorry.
No, I do get it. But I think the difference is, though, I mean, we would know. I mean, I don't know about you, because you're a bit of a tarot, ain't you? But, like, all the listeners knew I was talking to you.
You're from Ofcom. Fuck right off.
Yeah, but that's...
You're in no position to call anyone a tearaway. You're from Ofcom, and you're the dodgiest fucker I know.
But this is what I'm talking about. Because I grew up in Ofcom... I lived up Highland Terrace.
His male role model, apart from his dad, was Tex.
Hero, very funny. But, yeah, I grew up on Highland Terrace, affectionately known as Sunshine Mountain.
Rough.
It is full of, you know, rough. It's not rough, rough, rough. Don't get, yeah, not defend it, but it's not the roughest of rough, is it?
Rough come.
Shut up. But it's not, though, is
it? It's not Burnt House Lane.
It's not Burnt House Lane. It's not
that bit of Plymouth that's usually on fire.
All of it.
All of it, yeah.
Except for the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the plim or the mouth that's always on fire. Morning. But I grew up, you know, I'd walk to school and there'd be kids smoking on the path to school. And and that's why I don't smoke, because I remember looking at them thinking,
Nah.
Yeah.
But if I was brought up in a sort of private school, went to Blundell's or something, I'd be on heroin by the time I was 19, probably. Because you're so sheltered from it all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a fine line.
I don't know how sheltered you are in Blundell's, because I've heard some things.
They try to kill their own teachers for a start.
Well, yeah.
There was that one.
With a hammer.
You tried that once, didn't you?
No. No, I did not.
But,
We never used to sit in parks and swear and drink cider, did we?
No.
Because I didn't.
No, I didn't.
When I was allowed out on my own, as such, I can categorically remember...
The bustling metropolis of Brushford.
Brushford, yeah. But I can
all you had to do is vandalise things. That's not the only activity you had.
Vandalise some shit, yeah.
But I can categorically remember sitting there with the three or four people there that were my age, and then the seven or eight that were
bit older.
As the whole group... Together, as such, where there's people who are a couple of years older and a couple of years younger, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we never used to sit around swearing. Like, definitely not.
Nah.
Got cow tipping.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
See, this
just
is
rob the... cars and park them back where you found them.
But then this was always a thing. With Brushford, there was a really good park and there was like a tarmacked football court that was everything.
Yeah.
So it was football, basketball, and there was a tennis net that you put up yourself,
but
it was always empty because there's no fucker there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we were all, that's always where we were, because there was the bit like the sports equipment hut as well had like a lean-to on it, and they put a bench in there for us because we weren't going to go and ruin it. Because
then you'd have nowhere to sit.
Where are we going to go?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Was Brushford where you shit yourself on the way in from cricket?
Well, no, I was in Dulverton.
Right.
On the way back to Brushford.
Were you wearing Spider-Man underpants?
No, that was me.
No.
Yes, right.
No. Yeah.
One of my favourite episodes we've ever done, the shit episode. Yours is brilliant. You on a bike and just, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And didn't the dog walker see you or something?
They helped him clean it up.
No, no one saw me. It's just obviously I made the fatal mistake of not pulling my shorts forward. That's right. So I pooed into my own pants, and I was like, I mean, I might as well have shit myself.
Yeah. What I've done is shit myself with extra steps.
Yeah.
I've shit myself in a slightly cleaner way.
Yeah, that's it. I've shit myself, but I haven't smeared it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's all good. But the thing is as well, right, I know this is a bit of a parenthood sort of episode, so I do apologise, but like...
There's only one parent here. Yeah, well, I know. There might be two, who knows?
Well, who knows? Well, you these days.
Yeah. And
then, well, that's boring. Anyway, so you must be like frightened to death that... Because he could quite easily, and I'm not suggesting anything, but he could quite easily fall into just to the wrong crowd.
Oh, well, easily, you know, because he's growing up in a big town.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, so... Yeah. You know, there is...
You're in a hick town, mate.
Y'all gay trying to get beat up on it.
Yeah, you know, that is the problem, is yeah. that unless he can find some mates that are similar to him, personality and whatever, yeah. and he just accidentally goes with the wrong crowd,
yeah,
he could turn into one of these little scroats.
Yeah.
But obviously the difference is, I know it sounds silly and it's all very hypothetical and etc., but I won't stand for it.
No.
If he turns into a scrote, he'll fucking know that I think he's a scrote.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Best way.
And it's but the other thing is as well, that.
You know, I've given you two scenarios that your son might end up a junkie, so I'm going to sort of reverse that and basically say that you and Penny are very respectable, you know, Penny is.
Yeah. I just go along.
Yeah.
Was he might turn into Stephen Hawking without the chair.
Who knows?
He might.
What a clever man.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I don't know what you meant then.
Without the chair.
Oh, he's going to knock about a nurse.
Anyway. He's kind of like dwarves. Yeah. Visit Epstein Island. Fair enough.
But yeah, chances are. I mean, because you know what it's like. You know, you must go around some parents' houses and think.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you would, naturally, because that's how the class system works in this country.
Yeah,
you being upper class, it's... and a Tory.
No, he's notorious.
Yeah, I'm fucking no Tory. I know that much.
Yeah,
but
you vote associated with either really
reform.
I think I did tell you I had to do a tactical vote, and I voted Lib Dem.
That's right, because you know what? Yeah,
which I wasn't at all happy about having to do.
But we were going to talk about the fact the country's in disarray. Which, to be fair, it's kind of coming out of disarray, and this episode comes out in 4 days' time.
Is it, though? How long before it all boots off again? Won't be long, I don't think.
Well, the last...
I know Two-Tier Keir has decided he's going to prosecute the shit out of everyone who's on the upper tier, let's say.
What spectrum?
Yeah.
It's, I'd say what I thought was ridiculous. With all of these rioters... have been arrested immediately. Which you think good. But the bloke who broke a female police officer's nose at Manchester Airport...
Is out on bail. Yeah. And they've already been prosecuting some people for, like, being at a protest, not even participating.
Well, there was...
She's like, you've been seen at the sidelines.
Admittedly, you should not believe everything you read on social media.
No.
Other than the stuff that we post, because that's factually correct.
Obviously.
This is cheaper than a meal deal somehow. But... There was a woman who, I mean, it might have been edited and masked up in such a way, but it appeared, I mean, she was at the riot, and she appeared to wheel a big wheelie bin in the direction of some officers,
right?
Who then made a very slow and funny, comical sort of sidestep away from the rolling bin.
Oh no, and then look at that bin.
Came back.
I fear for my life. It's
turned
a bin
out one of those fucking
me.
Knock, we're coming in, motherfucker. Banged her door down and like 8 to like 12 fucking coppers there and tore out the place in cuffs.
It's just OTT, isn't it?
It's like, I know you're trying to set an example, but fucking set some examples of the murderers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but... this is the reason it's being called two-tier policing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that is two-tier policing.
Because on the other side of that, there was a police liaison, a riot liaison officer on a fucking bullhorn outside a mosque, saying, if you've got weapons, go and put them in there so we don't arrest you. There was no amnesty given to anybody else,
yeah.
only to a certain group. You know, and it's like, how is this... It's not right.
Tell what annoys me about
it. It's not right. It should all be treated equally under the law. Everybody
yeah,
should.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's not happening at the moment.
But what annoys me, right, is I keep up to date with the news and stuff. I don't delve into it because it's depressing.
It is.
Right? But yeah. I keep, you know, I see it on social media, blah, 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 right? So, some young girls got stabbed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Riots.
Because somebody falsely said he was a boat person, but he was actually from Rwanda and had settled in Wales.
Well, he was born in Wales.
I think.
Yeah, or his parents settled in Wales. He was born in Wales, yeah.
Yeah. I think this is the problem, is that the initial news report was that, I know,
an illegal immigrant had done it.
No, it wasn't.
Was it
that,
not?
That was the problem. It was that...
You're part of the problem, Bulge.
That was the problem, is that it was a... They made it sound like it was fucking Gethin who done it.
Right.
You know, just...
Yeah.
Just a Welsh...
Welsh nationalist.
Yeah, yeah. Just a Welsh person. Welshy. You know, and so obviously everyone was like, fucking hell, I can't believe... You know, it doesn't sound like something...
He must be from the south.
Oh, well, she would do.
He's from the valleys.
Yeah. And then, obviously, his name then comes out and the picture comes out and it's like...
Some people, well, two and two together, have got five.
Yeah, you've...
Well, someone said... Because his name's Axel...
Rose?
No.
Foley.
His name's Axel... Right?
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, I don't look like a fucking Welsh name to me. I mean, what's a Welsh
his
name?
His parents aren't Welsh.
Loads of L's, and he's called Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Craig.
Is he from, hang on, is that from Liverpool, or is that going to be... Yeah, yeah. Could
it's
be either.
It's on the border.
Yeah, it could be either, yeah.
He's a North Walian.
Yes.
But, like, the thing is with these people, and I don't mean... Anyway. It's just tunnel vision. They see what they want to see.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. But, again, going back to my issue with it, is... Oh, riots. Oh, this is the problem. Shut the borders. And then, after a couple of days of that, 180. Oh, all the local Muslims are being attacked and all the rest of it. Oh, no. And then it sort of... It just seems to... You get both sides of the coin spread over about a fortnight, I've noticed. And it's hard to know which side to be on.
I think it'll be the extreme side of both.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be extreme white nationalists.
You.
No. And extremist Muslims are going, right, well, we're going to go and have a scrap, aren't we?
Yeah.
And they'll go and have a scrap. A load of other people will get pulled into it. And the people who are moderate in the middle who are going, yeah, I want the illegal immigration dealt with because it's getting out of hand. And I just want to live my life in peace. I don't want to mess around with any of this political bullshit.
I think they said on the radio today... I will have to double check it, but I'm fairly sure they said that yesterday there was 805 people arrived on boats.
On boats. Because the weather's been good.
And the daily total has been over 600 for the last week.
Really?
A day.
What was the stat I heard last week? So since 19, so from 1945 to 1997, immigration sat at between 40 and 50,000 a year. Since 1997, it's gone up and up and up and up and up every year. Now, granted, Labour haven't been in charge the whole time. We've had a Labour-like government, as in the Conservatives, for the last 14 years. But the number's just gone up and up and up, and we're in the millions a year now. But when you add legal and illegal together, we're in the millions, and it's like, it's not that big a place.
No.
There's only so much money to go around.
Yeah.
And why should our tax burden get higher and higher and higher, and our services get worse and worse and worse?
I think the other problem is that why the fuck are we paying the French all this money?
For them to do fuck all.
To stop the boats from even leaving France. And they're,
they don't care, do they?
Because
you wouldn't... Oh, no, another
800 people in a day.
Yeah, but they don't want there either.
That's like a fucking tourist ferry size.
Yeah.
And they ain't coming over on tourist ferries.
No.
You know, that's hell of a lot of little fucking boats. That's what you got to... Jasper.
Ah!
Oh, fuck's
sake. Is that it? Okay, it's gone.
It's gone.
That was Mandy, wasn't it?
It's coming,
mate. It's gone. Fastest cake in the world.
Yeah, so, you know, this is half of the problem as well, isn't it?
The thing is, the idiots with two brain cells.
Yeah.
The ones that voted to leave. They can't differentiate between... They just think... They hear the word immigrant and think, you know, can't speak English, come over on a dinghy, gets a house.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. There's immigrants and then there's illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Immigrants
are fine. Nobody, well, nobody in this room certainly has got a problem with legal immigrants.
No?
Nobody.
Not just even... been to a kebab house.
Exactly. Yeah.
And complain
exactly.
the fuck about it.
Yeah.
But that's not their fault.
But it's the ones who go, oh, well, he's taking my job. It's like, no, the neurosurgeon is not taking your job.
No.
Well, I put that
you did, yeah. The neurosurgeon is not taking your job when you've got no fucking GCSEs, mate.
Yeah.
And it's not, you're not fighting for the same factory job. I'm sorry, but you're just not.
I saw a thing. It was a news clip. Real, obviously. So it wasn't like a sketch or anything. And he said, oh, they're coming over here. Like, no teeth. Fucking Union Jack tattoo the lot, right? They're coming over here, taking our jobs. Most of them don't even work. And he went, well,
How can they
take your job and not work? Well, you know what I mean? No, I don't.
No, could you explain yourself, please?
And then he just sort of garbled some nonsense, and then that was the end of the interview. And it's like, it is these people that, you know...
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately, it is. And if you think like that, you're thick as fuck. Okay, which
but then this is the difficult bit, isn't it? Is that those are the idiots that get the press coverage.
Yeah, because it makes for good TV. But
yes,
also,
and I'm not debating that.
But also, I think the media is sort of sculpting it to say...
Bias.
Here's the sort of, you know, the word on the street from the people who don't want them over here. You know, and let's cut to Dr., you know, whoever, for his opinion.
Yeah, Rich Patel.
Yeah, like they always do.
Yeah. So you've got someone who dwells on a council estate and has probably never had a job in his life.
Yeah.
Compared to a very well-educated person who happened to come
and
from Pakistan or India or wherever.
Can do fuck all but whinge that they've put the tax on tobacco up so high.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
I'm not even paying a TV license for. So, I mean, I agree with him, but
yeah.
But it is true. Yeah, any Steve Wright fucking debate? Is it Steve Wright?
They skew it. They massively skew it.
God. Exactly. You wouldn't get
a normal, reasonable
Jeremy Vine.
He's a prick, isn't he?
Steve
Wright's dead. R.I.P. Sad demise.
Sad demise. Sad demise.
Demised.
That Sadly. Was actually sad Sadly. Demise because I like Steve Wright. He was very funny.
I like Steve Wright. In the afternoons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So goes the jingle.
Yeah.
So.
See you.
It's just. And sort of normal, moderate people in the middle of both camps, I suppose, if you like, are just getting tarred with the same brush, aren't they?
Yes.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
So if you ask one of these lefty snowflake newspaper editors from London who live in that bubble and don't know anything outside of the M25.
Mm.
They'd look at us in this room and go, well, they're all far-right racist bigots.
Yeah, it's far like, right.
How'd you work that out then? Oh, because you're white. It's like, okay.
You're white and one of you's middle-aged.
The other two aren't far behind.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah, and that
also,
is...
Also, I take issue with your maths the other night, but never mind.
Yeah, no, my maths was... Yeah, it was way off.
That is the problem, isn't it? You know, that there is this... huge divide in classes and what people actually think is acceptable and then turned into what the reality of that is.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you can't say that. So you know, you can't say this and you can't say that.
To push a certain narrative.
Why not?
It's just to push a certain narrative.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're clearly racist. I'm not racist at all.
No.
The things that I'm saying, I'm not going, oh, they're doing that because they are black. They're doing that because they are Muslims.
Mm.
You know,
that's not race, but yeah.
Yeah, but you,
what
you
is
know,
it? Bit,
Muslims not a
Muslims
race, it's a religion.
Not a race, it's a religion, isn't it?
But they treat it like a race.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not a race, though. It's no different than mocking Christianity.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, bloody hell.
We do it regularly.
Christ, hell. Well, we should wrap up now. But I want to know your thoughts and your thoughts on the soon-to-be, I'm joking, I'm going to not say what I was going to say, Tommy of Robinson. Because I find him and his situation so very interesting, because he was branded the biggest
BNP,
racist,
yeah.
EDL, fucking swastika on the forehead, bastard going.
Whereas actually recently, it seems a bit like he's more moderate than that.
The problem is, right, and I don't want to get all the media. But the media did basically make us think, this guy's a fucking...
Yeah.
The worst thing ever.
Yeah.
The people who then listened to what he had to say, rather than listen to sound bites and read it in the Daily Mail...
Yeah, stuff out of context.
Then and, actually, no, he's talking a lot of sense.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Numerous times, but not numerous times, thousands upon millions of times he said, it's the extremists that are the problem.
Yes.
They do this, both sides. They do that. Yeah,
on
they do
both
this,
sides, the extremists
that.
Are the problem.
I've got no problem with anyone else, blah, 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 the more welcome to, blah, 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 but this is the problem.
I have
edit,
no
edit,
problem.
Edit.
Yeah.
Racist.
They are a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no problem with anybody who wants to just get on with their life, live peacefully, work hard, whatever floats your boat. Mm. I have no problem with that. I have issues with people telling me, oh, it's the immigrants, it's all the immigrants. It's like, it's not all the immigrants, is it? It's not. Because we need... some of them are needed,
so,
you know.
Several
years And then being told that I'm wrong because I'm... a certain, you know.
Well, yeah, you're the demographic.
I'm the demographic.
You're the racist.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's easy for you. You've got white privilege.
What privilege?
Fat and ginger. You've got no fucking privilege whatsoever.
So several years ago,
no.
Several years ago, I met a guy who was washing pots in a restaurant, or in the kitchen, obviously, of a restaurant. Yeah. And he was from Afghanistan.
Right.
And he was an immigrant.
Yeah.
And he was technically an illegal immigrant. And he managed to fight. He came over with his family after his town had been completely fucking flattened.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he had nothing, absolutely nothing, and managed to make his way all the way over here. And he managed to fight the extradition.
Mm-hmm.
And... slowly
get citizenship,
started to build a life.
Yep.
And obviously his English was, I would say, pretty good.
Better than mine.
When yeah,
it's not hard.
You know, the thing is that those I guess it's Arabic, is it? The class is Arabic.
I guess so. Yeah.
But the language is so far. You know, it is so far away from English.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it must be an absolute fucking nightmare.
And he's not going
it.
To English lessons, is he?
Well,
notoriously, English is one of the hardest languages to learn, which sounds weird to us because it's our native language.
Well, yes. I can't get it right.
And no, I can't get it right.
I've been for 34 years, I can't get it right.
No. But either way, when I started speaking to him, he is like the most grateful person in the world for the opportunity to get away from where he was. And he's come here and he works a job, he pays his taxes, his wife works a job, she pays her taxes, and he's proud to live...
Integrate.
Yeah, to live within the community. Yeah. He's been welcomed by these people, welcomed by those people,
That's the key, isn't it? He's integrated.
Yeah, you know, and
when you have segregation,
people like that, who in their right mind has got an issue with that person? No one.
I think the problem is, we're not dealing with the illegal ones properly.
No.
And thus, there's a whole mismatch of legal immigrants... Illegal immigrants, like the subject you just mentioned, the nice man is very grateful for the opportunity. His wife clearly had fled a war-torn country.
Yeah.
Afghanistan, you know, pretty well known for being a fucking...
shithole.
Wary shithole.
Yeah.
And then you've got the... I mean, in all seriousness, right? How many people are coming over on boats and getting a house?
I wouldn't have thought a lot.
They're not getting a house, but they are being housed.
Yeah, in a fucking...
at great expense.
Old hotel with... 15,000 others, though. It's not... I doubt
It's still being housed.
Still being housed, I suppose, yeah. But...
it's preferable to a tent in Calais.
But the problem is, they're merging those three together.
Yes.
Mm.
And what needs to be done... I say this from a spare room in Cullumpton. But they need to...
the hub.
The hub, as it were. But, like...
porn hub.
Yeah, it cannot be that hard for people to come up... for them to basically differentiate between... you're a big muscly motherfucker who's covered in scars, you know, and, you know, got love and hate tattooed on your knuckles.
Yeah,
goodbye.
You threw your passport in the ocean, did you? Yeah, good one.
Yeah, or a crying family, please take my wife and child, I'll go back. You know, that sort of stuff.
I think this is a lot of the issue people have with boats, is it's mostly young men.
Yes.
Yeah, the vast majority is young. It's families, fine. Okay, no problem.
But, and I hate to play devil's advocate because we'll never get to the fucking end if we keep playing devil's advocate with each other. How do we know that's not just the media taking pictures? Oh, crying family. Another crying family. Boat full of mercy men. Take a picture and say that's all like it. Do you know what I mean?
That doesn't suit the media. They want it to be families. Yeah. They want it to be acceptable like that.
That is...
But they can't because there aren't any.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Or there aren't enough to go, every picture's a family look. There's not enough people.
But this is a totally different segue. It's not a segue, but it's kind of along the same lines, but it's not. We're also 40 minutes in, so I'd say this and we'll end it.
Yeah.
I cannot take anything to the tip in my van because it's sign written. Okay?
Yeah.
How the fuck is there people in this county, this glorious county, that can go...
Fly tipping.
Honestly, what else can I do?
That's what happens.
What else can I do? That go, wait a minute, is van sign written? Nah. If someone can tell me that and not... and fuck off.
£100 fine.
F off.
F off.
Then why can't there be people to go, you've got love and hate tattooed on your knuckles, you've just punched a woman to get on that boat, you're going in.
Because there's no money in that, whereas there is money in making you get a business permit to take that to the tip.
Fair. But it's going to cost them money when they have to pick up a mattress off the side of the road.
Allegedly.
Allegedly payable. it won't be a mattress, it'll be a sofa. Anyway.
You'll tell if it's not ours because there'll be shit stains on it.
I'll still be in it then.
Shit and semen.
Yeah, blood and soil.
There'll be some of his pants in there.
Sheeman.
That's a different thing entirely.
We're talking to Sheeman. I want to talk about this as
David Sheeman.
I want to talk about this as well. You know that female boxer?
The one that isn't, you mean?
The one that isn't?
Yeah.
You mean the one that is?
The one that is.
It is a female.
Really?
She was
See,
born
you're
female.
Part of the problem.
Fucking bigot.
You bigot. Born a female. Female passport. Is and female. Female reproductive parts.
Okay.
Is a female. But has an illness called... I don't know what it's called, actually. No, I said that. It's
called...
Her body produces too much testosterone.
Right.
And that's why she looks like a fucking stacking geezer with an Adam's apple.
Mm. And when she belted that bird, she dropped.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the whole internet
went
fucking mad about it. And a mate of mine, he doesn't even listen, but I'll say his name. You can search him up on Facebook. It's called Luke Anderson Byrne. He does post a lot of funny stuff. It's mainly copied and pasted from somebody else who's thought of it first. And I give him stick for it all the time. He won't hear this, but it doesn't matter. He posted a thing that was her being interviewed, and it said, I won that boxing match fair and square, and if you don't believe me, you suck my dick. Which is very funny. But then he's fucking spouting.
That is funny.
It is funny. But he's spouting off this, and the other, and all the fucking comments. And I commented, which I don't do very often. I don't like to... Some people love to stir the pot, don't they?
Yeah.
I got the energy to stir a dinner. I've eaten it already.
Ain't the energy to stand in line waiting for dinner.
Yeah. Fucking hell, yeah, true. And I said, yeah, but you do realise that is a woman, though. Fuck me. Comments went fucking mental before the whole thing got deleted. But it's just that typical... But the same people that were banging on about her being a geezer when she clearly wasn't, but she isn't, are the same people going, the fucking round the board.
But this is the problem with saying trans women are women. They're not. It's blokes wearing a dress.
God.
It is. It is. No, honestly, it fucking... No, it is. A bloke who's going, I fancy being a woman, isn't a woman. It's not.
No, that's not a woman, no.
No. But this is the...
That's a tranny, isn't it? No, what's it? Transvestite?
Whatever, yeah.
I don't know what to call him anymore.
Don't know what's PC these days.
Transvestite. Who done that song?
I don't remember, but it was on in the ship.
Was it?
Yeah.
The hottest pub.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when that is allowed to be the norm.
But luckily, they are doing a bit of a
U-turn. It's somebody
who
comes along who is a woman,
yeah,
just has a higher testosterone level or whatever. Everyone goes, she's a woman, honest. Like, yeah, but you're letting men into women's sports. So
yeah,
fuck do we know?
There's been 25 trannies that have gone in there and battered those poor women.
Yeah.
And now an actual woman's actually come along who looks a bit fella-ish. Don't blame us for thinking it might be a fella.
Because you've made it like this. Yeah.
They are doing a big U-turn on it, though, now.
They need to. It got out of hand. For a few years there, it got out of hand.
You look like an Olympic watcher. Did you watch it? Are you an Olympic watcher?
I watched some bits of it, yeah.
I watch it. I never do. Never interest me.
No.
But apparently this year was a nit show. A merd show.
£100 fine show.
What a piss take.
Right, anyway, that's 45 minutes. John's gone on his phone, so that can only mean one thing.
I was just gonna say about it.
About what?
Just the that very last topic of what you were just talking
about. The Olympics or the trannies?
The tranny bit. Do you know Sharon Davies? The swimmer.
Yeah.
Ex-Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
Very well regarded. Well, do you know that she's been in the news recently? Well, the last few months.
For talking into the mic?
For being labelled a transphobic.
Right, why would she say?
Such and such.
Because men shouldn't be competing against women, I expect.
Yes, there's an interview that she's done on a podcast that if you get chance, just type in Sharon Davies.
Maybe the first thing that comes up.
Yeah. It's about 25 minutes long, but honestly, just listen to it. It's very interesting.
Okay.
But she, the long and short of it is that she talks about the anatomical.
Don't look at me, mate.
Is that the right word? The anatomical science,
right,
to it,
mm-hmm.
as to the fact that you can take as many testosterone blockers that they can shove down your throat.
If you started it after puberty, doesn't matter. You've got the stronger ligament attachments. You've got the bigger muscle mass. You've got the more fast twitch muscles that men
and
have over women normally.
It's also to do with your pelvis,
mm-hmm.
the rotation that your pelvis is in, and also the width of your pelvis.
Yep.
Because women have wider pelvises for
childbearing. Yeah,
for carrying kids, and obviously they can't build the muscles and stuff in their shoulders.
Yep.
You know, and she's talking about a very finite amount of things, but it is genuinely really interesting to hear the science behind it. And obviously she's said it as like a bit of a warning,
yep.
that if you continue to let trans women compete in women's sport, and especially when it turns into contact sport,
yeah.
someone's going to die.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's the
you
problem.
Know? And
that's the thing, isn't it?
Who's to blame then? Oh, yeah, but, you know, the shim's fucking...
Yeah.
Testosterone levels are less than a man. They're so
doesn't
low.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. Look at her build-up.
The physiological changes have already happened.
Yeah.
At puberty, basically.
Yeah.
That's when they've happened. And that's permanent. You can't reverse that.
Well, it's like, I mean, as we all know, I'm quite a big fella. I don't mean fat. I'm tall and broad and everything else.
You're a fart smeller.
Fuck me, look at the size of him. That's what I thought you used to be. Vikey from Snatch. And like, you know, men, obviously we have varying levels of testosterone in at various points in our life, most of it. If I was to have, I mean, I probably wouldn't be low enough to be classed as a woman, but either way, regardless
Titty
of...
Did he say otherwise?
Penis says otherwise.
Oh, no, wait. Penis also backs it up. But let's just say they were to drop.
Yeah.
Compared to a woman who had very high testosterone.
Yeah.
It don't matter an odd, does it?
No,
really doesn't.
If you put the same level of training in,
mm-hmm.
that a female Olympian would put in,
yep.
to whatever sport it is.
Let's not get me wrong. We're not talking about people in this room.
No,
we're talking about
elite
darts.
Darts.
Yeah. Elite dartists. No, we're talking about, like you say, the elite.
Yeah.
The people who are the best of the best.
Oh, that's a podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Anyway.
Oh, right, like that, is it?
Well, it's only because we said we were going to stop.
Yeah, no, but then you started talking about trannies.
No,
interesting.
I said, if you've got chance, just watch the Sharon Davies interview.
But then again, talking about doing a 180, right? For a long time now, there's been this whole thing about men and women's sports. Football, big example. Or, if you're Mike from South Carolina and other listeners, soccer. Right?
Yeah.
Football. And all the rest of it. And... I don't know who it was, but someone got in a lot of trouble because they said the number one woman at darts couldn't beat the 100th bloke in rankings. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. Blah, 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 blah. And then they asked Serena Williams, who I believe was
number one.
And she said, not a chance.
No.
Would I win? Not.
I didn't know Serena Williams played darts, to be fair.
I said tennis.
You didn't.
I did.
I wasn't really listening.
No, because you're on your phone in the fucking Discord.
I can't wait for you to hear that back, because you said darts.
Well, what was talking about? Did I actually say darts?
You said darts. Yeah. You said the number one woman in darts couldn't be... And I was like, well, it's darts. there is that woman who plays in the Darts Premier League and does very well.
But is it, though? And on that note... Thank you so much for listening. John, say bye.
Say bye.
Bowl, say, I hate trannies. Bowl, say, I'm a racist bigot. Say, fuck you, fat fuck, press stop.
Fuck you, fat fuck, press stop.